I don't want to be the person to say this, but I was right. We'll talk about that later in the podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Joey Kidney. Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast, a podcast where we just have a conversation. There's no script here. There's no things I need to follow. It's just you and I. And if you have anything that you ever want to get out of your ch off your chest, like just DM it to me. That can be your safe spot. That can be your journal of like online journal that you can go and you can read back on. And you know, maybe I'll have advice for that. I've been going through a lot recently. Like a hell of a lot. And I've just now realized that it's taking a toll on me. So for those who don't know, a few podcasts back, I told you guys that I was moving. And this isn't like a huge deal for you. You're not even gonna notice that I've moved because I'm not like a lifestyle vlogger or whatever. Like you don't it, my I guess my environment doesn't really matter to the content that I create. It matters for me to create the content, but like for the actual videos themselves and the podcasts themselves, it doesn't really affect you know, your side of things. Hopefully one day, like in the new house, I'll be able to set up like a little podcast filming area. But as of right now, I'm just at my computer and just filming and going. But oh, lately has just it's been wild. There's been a lot of things that I've been working on, and like I said, it's just now hit me. I've been working on an EP, which is really exciting. And you're like, oh, Joey, you don't sing. And I'm like, I know, but I'm working on some cool stuff, some cool people to make some really, really amazing sounding things. And just because I can't sing doesn't mean that I can't make music or spoken word music. And I don't know of many people who are doing it. I know there's people that have done it, but I'm really excited for you guys to hear some of it. Actually, you know what? Let me play a sneak peek for you right now. This like sneak peek is for a track called Learning to Unlove You. All right, here we go. Learning to unlove you took me years. Trying to forget your favorite coffee shop, the food you love, the movies that made you cry, and the way you made me feel, even if I only saw you from across the room. It took me years. Okay, that is all you're getting for now. I'm really, really excited about it. I have a few more tracks. Right now I have planned a 6-song EP. Every single person that I've asked to feature on it, except for one, has said no, or that no one said no. So I never talk about this kind of stuff, and I feel like I should. I feel like you guys come to the podcast for a little bit of tea. Okay, so I have a song called Milestone that I wrote and made and everything with Matt Walden. He did a lot of the work and the legwork behind that and made it beautiful. And we.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
We work together on that, and we also work together on Dream Chaser. Matt Walden has been by my side for a very long time, and you should go listen to those tracks. It's on Spotify. They're really, really beautiful. And so a while ago, like right after that song, we wrote a new song, and I don't want to give like the history or the story behind it yet because I want to do that more when we're working on it fully. So then I asked him to be on this EP as well, and he was like, yeah, hands down, yes. And I was like, okay, cool. I want to like feature like one more person because I want like more singers. I've reached out to 6 people and they've all said yes at first and then ghosted. I was like, hey, would you like to do a writing session? And these are all people like on TikTok. These are all people like on Instagram. Some people that I've met before and then they just ghost. Like a lot of people think that just because you have a number or a blue check mark beside your name that people like listen to you. I've been ghosted so many times by people that like I see. And then, so I'll DM, I DM'd this one girl, and she's this beautiful, beautiful voice. I've been a fan of her for years. And I DM'd her, and I was like, hey, like, would you want to do a writing session together and maybe hop on the EP? She's like, oh my God, that'd be so much fun. Yes, 100%. And then I DM'd her again. I was like, hey, like, would you like to do this? Let's do this. Ghost. And I was like, hey, I send again, like, hey, do you have like any free time coming up? Ghost. So then I was like, okay, maybe they just like aren't seeing their DMs. They don't get a lot, but maybe they're just not seeing them. And so I reply to one of their stories, you know, the classic like dating thing that people do. And they would reply to that real quick. And so I'm like, okay, so now they've seen the DMs. They're going to reply back to the messages, the two messages that I've sent before previously. No, ghosted. And this happened for like three of those six people who said no, or ghosted, sorry. And this happens a lot. This one time I got invited, a lot of my friends who are creator, not friends, they're not my friends. A lot of YouTubers, this happened like 3 years ago now. They asked me, they were like, oh my God, Joey, you got to come out to LA. You got to come out to LA. And I was like, okay, if I come out, like I want to film some content. So here are my video ideas. I wrote them out. I scripted every single video out. And I made a video about this before. And I sent it to them. They're like, hell yeah, come on down. And I go down. I didn't film a single video. I had, I think, like again, six people to collab with, set to go. And I was there for 12 days. Not a single person filmed with me. I even hung out with them. I was like, hey, you ready to film? And like, I wasn't just doing this. I was also hanging out, but all they wanted to do was just smoke, sit on a couch and drink. And I was like, why am I here? This is pointless. And so a lot of people asked me to collab and to work with others and to work on really cool stuff. I just get ghosted. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like, I don't know what it is. I just have like, people are just don't want to work with me. I even hired two people. Like I hired I don't want to call these people out because like I'm not trying to be like a rude person. I hired a photographer, and they just didn't deliver the work. And I was trying to hire them as like a full-time photographer and they just didn't deliver. And so I had to like let them go. And then I hired an assistant and she then got a full-time job using my job that I hired her for, and then just like didn't do any work. And I was like, why don't people want to work? And so I know everyone thinks like, okay, these people are like, just because you have a number or a badge beside your name, like you're so powerful. Trust me, you're just like everyone else, because that's just the way it is. And so it honestly, it's reminded me that I just got to go with my gut. Go with what I know, go with myself. Honestly, that's why I've been working alone for so long. And ever since I stopped trying to work with other people and I stopped trying to fit into this overall niche that everyone is successful in, and I started to do my own thing. Like I really love poetry and I started to write poetry and read my poetry and talk about mental health and give advice. Once I did that, I was 10 times happier and I saw 10 times more success. So I know this is obviously a very long like intro story, but if you're dealing with something similar to this, it could be in school, it could be at your work, it could be just it with friends. Don't waste your time on people who aren't willing to spend any time on you. All right. You deserve to be more valued than the way that they're devaluing you, I guess. I don't know. It really upset me for years. And now I got invited to go to VidCon, which I'm excited for. So if anyone is going to VidCon, oh my God, I feel like I haven't gone in years. How do you describe it? It's just like it's like Playlist Live. It's convention for people who make videos online, and online creators and stuff like that. And so like YouTubers, TikTokers, everything. This company called BetterHelp. This is not an ad. They invited me to come and talk on a panel with Kelly Yu, which I'm super excited about. I've been following her for years, and I initially followed her because I really wanted to work with her, just like to collab. She makes amazing content, and I'm really excited. They want us to have a conversation on stage, and I'm really pumped. I just remember I like grew up watching these huge creators go to VidCon, and I mean I've gone before, but this time I'm like actually going, and it's just crazy because like. That was my goal like years ago. And then now it's not necessarily my goal, but I'm like, I'm finally doing what I actually wanted to do. And now I'm seeing the success, which is nice. It's nice. So I'm going to be going there. And yeah, I'm excited to go. I'm excited to, you know, see some people. But there's a lot of creators, and I'm just not a huge fan of a lot of the creators who are like big headed, big egos. It's just, I love living in Ottawa because it reminds me of, you know, how normal everyone is and how we're all just people. And it's really humbling living here because it's just very quiet and it's nice. And I don't know, I'm just very happy here. I'm glad I never went to LA to live that, you know, that certain lifestyle. You know, there's something to be said for having a lot of money, obviously, and being successful, but there's another thing to be said for just being happy and content and being close to family. And everyone has different values, but those are mine. And I'm just happy that I'm here, but I'm excited to go to VidCon. Don't get me wrong. I'm just going to be doing my own thing. So if you're there, if you're going, I'm going to try to get a Stay You booth so you can come buy some merch, or if you want to pre-order some merch, so then you can just pick it up. We're going to have that as an option as well. So it's exciting. I'm going to have a booth, and then I'm also going to be on stage, and then so I can meet a bunch of people. There's actually some things that I wanted to talk about in today's podcast that I haven't. This is kind of like an update. This is just kind of a ramble. I hope you're doing well. I feel like I can always feel how everyone else is feeling, like I'm an empath for the entire world. And I just feel like everyone's like tired. I feel like we're all exhausted. And you know, when the sun starts to come out, it's really, really nice, but it's also really draining. Like, we're not used to it. And then we're like working so hard, and then we're not getting any sleep, and then allergies and all of this stuff. And it's just, I feel like our hearts are tired and our eyes are tired as well. So I hope you're getting the rest that you need. And, you know, I've definitely been going through a lot. And like I said, I'm quite tired now. I have a move coming up. I'll be moving. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
I get the keys the day that you're listening to this podcast, which is, oh my God, I hate that I have to move, but I'm also really excited. Like, I love change. But yeah, we'll see. But in other news, I finished writing my third book, which I got this text today from my friend named Brandon Peacock. And he is the founder of Hit the Ground Running. He got shot 3 times, actually, like 2 streets over from where I live now. I had no idea, but I knew that, you know, he got shot. He got shot in a drive-by shooting. At a barbershop. Like, he was not involved at all. And he almost didn't make it. And he created this foundation called Hit the Ground Running to help people, you know, get back in there and rehab and everything. And I sent him my book because he had me on this podcast. And I sent him my book. And he texted me today and he goes, "I'm loving this book. Great work, man. I know you probably get compliments all the time, but it's both extremely impressive and inspiring me to write a bit more as well." And I was like, oh my, that's so nice. Like, it's so nice to hear those things. I haven't heard, I don't need these compliments or comments all the time, but like, it's so nice. And now that I finished my third book, which is the sequel to What's the Rush, which is the book that he's reading now, I wrote that book like, what, 5-6 years ago now, which is insane. Like, so that's when I started writing it. And so to see that it's still hitting home for some people, that makes my friggin' day. Like, I'm so, just that comment made this gloomy ass rainy day so bright. And so I finished the third one, which is What's the Rush 2. It's going to have a different name though. And I feel very fulfilled. I wrote 8,000 more words than What's the Rush one. So it's going to be a bigger book. I have my editor on it right now. And then I have my designer on it as well. So that's, I don't know. I'm really excited. It's also so nerve-wracking though, because I write about emotions that I've faced, but I write about it kind of in a perspective that's going to relate to everyone. It's not about Joey going through these life situations. It's about someone dealing with something so that someone, everyone can relate. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's crazy that I started out writing. I've always written my entire life. I wasn't a big reader, but I've always written. And it's just crazy to see it come full circle. And I know there's a lot of people who like question, you know, how to get to where you want to be. And I can tell you this because I've known this for the longest time. You're going to see, you're going to find your groove, let's say, when you're 25. So when I was 16, I was watching these like big YouTubers and I was watching these big social influencers or big writers and everything. And I was like, what? How are they doing this? And nobody was crazy. They were all the age of 25. There was the occasional like Emma Chamberlain that 16, she got big and stuff like that. But like everyone else, I was like, they seem older. They were 25. Now I'm 26. But last year is when everything kind of settled in, because I don't think it's so much about the age, but I think it's about the maturity. You now know exactly what you like. You don't have time to do things that you don't like. I'm an adult now. I have bills to pay. I got dogs to feed. I got a girlfriend to, you know, help and be there and love. And I have a home to keep going. And there's life gets in the way. And so I think by that age, you have to prioritize certain things in order to move forward, in order to be successful. And no matter what you do, it's going to fall in the right order. You're going to continue on the right path. There's not going to be this certain answer to continue to keep going. It's just going to fall into place. And that might not be the age for you. Maybe your life got a little off track. You know, that's fine. I don't think there is off track. I think we're all on the path that we need to be, but I'm just letting you know that, I don't know, it feels really, really good, and I'm very happy, even though I'm super, super tired, because I'm getting to the point where I'm a little burnt out, but I'm definitely, like, noticing it before I get burnt out. But if you need any advice for finding the thing that you actually want to do, know that your passion should not be what you rely on to pay your bills. That's one thing that ruined my entire life. I wanted to do what I do now so badly that I relied completely on it. I didn't try any new projects. I strictly did what I was doing, and I didn't veer left, veer right, or anything. I didn't change with the path. I just kept going. And that was my issue. You know, it's good to keep your head down and keep going, but sometimes you got to look at your surroundings, because maybe there's something in the way. Maybe there's a barrier that you got to go around, and, you know, maybe you do need a second job in order to do what you want to do. But if you're struggling for cash and you're relying on the thing that you love to do that and to pay those bills, then you might not be the happiest person, because, well, you're making your passion into a job and it's just not being fulfilled. And you're not feeling fulfilled. And it's a really tough thing to do. And so a lot of people think it's failure in order to, like, if you go get another job, right? It looks like you quit. No, you didn't quit. You're probably the smarter person. If you're not making enough money and you need more money and you need to fund your business, you get another job. And then what you can do is you can fund your business, and then you also put money into investments and savings. And then so you're making money on top of making money. But yeah, you got to work a little bit more. And that's fine. If you're in the ages of, like, I don't know, 18 to 30, like, you should be hustling your ass off. Those are the years. Your body's not going to I don't know. Your body's not going to hurt you for it. If anything, you're going to bounce back even harder. So if you have a passion, I just really hope that you keep going with it. Don't give up. I promise it's going to work out. Just stay on the path and know where you are. Now, I'm in moving week. Oh, it has been a friggin', oh my goodness. Moving is so exhausting, y'all. But I am excited. I will be in the new house as soon as this podcast goes up. And then, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm excited. I really am. Oh, to go back to the start of the podcast, I said I was right. I don't like saying that. I'm not like the person who's like, oh, I told you so. So a year ago, I think, there was this, if you're on TikTok, there's this couple and they're named Josh and Mads. They were dating and then they had two friends named Nessa and Jaden. Now, Mads was dating Jaden and Nessa was dating Josh. Basically, the couples broke up and then Jaden started dating Nessa. So basically, like, they were all friends and then they just started dating each other. They just swapped, but then Josh and Mads didn't start dating. Anyways, I know that's a little confusing. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But I basically put out a TikTok being like, listen, don't date inside the friend group. If your relationship starts with hate or starts with cheating or starts with, you know, bad intentions, it's most likely going to end that way because you're going to do the same thing. You're going to get bored of this person and you're going to go try to go into the next, and who's ever nearest to you is going to be the most convenient. And that's obviously it's so situational. Like, I don't know every single person's friend group or situation that they're in, but there's really only one couple allowed inside of a friend group. That's it. That's it. As long as there's one, there's no more. And listen, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm right. Don't date inside the friend group. That's like the only rule. That's the only rule I have in my friend group. And so turns out Nessa and Jaden ended up breaking up. And then I just stitched my own video being like, funny. Obviously, I'm taking this lighthearted. Like, I don't actually care. I'm not invested in the relationship. It's just funny how it came full circle. And it supposedly there's rumors that he cheated, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, I've read a lot of articles and a lot of books on relationships, and a lot of the reoccurring things that it says is that cheaters cheat, and it's tough to move on from that. And I get it. And there's obviously, again, situational. There's so many different types of people, different types of love, all of that. But yeah, I just thought I'd update you. I thought it was a fun little thing. Not that the relationship ended. Like, I'm empathetic for them, but I thought it was a little tidbit to share. But I want to say thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you like just like hearing me talk, I think that's really, really cool. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff that I'm working on. I got an EP, got books. We just had a huge sale on the store. Thank you so, so much. Going to VidCon. So I'll see you guys there. Moving. Working on another book as well. Like, the grind doesn't stop. And we got the podcast going. And hopefully in the new spot, we can film the podcast. Is that something that you guys would like to see? If so, would you like it in like vertical format? Would that be interesting? Or just like in horizontal format? So like in YouTube format or in like TikTok, Instagram format? That's something that I don't know about, but it could be cool to get that set up. And then we can just like sit and chat and you can watch me talk. I don't know if that's something that you want. So DM me. How about this? DM me and then you're just like, tell me what you like. Not in a weird way, but like tell me what you like podcast-wise. But if you enjoyed this podcast, I would also like to know. And thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't yet already, please give this a little rating. We've gotten so many ratings in the last little bit, so I really appreciate it. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening. And I will talk to you guys next time. And it'll be in a whole new house. You won't be able to tell because it's a podcast. But maybe if I film it. Okay.